They were almost free from the spikes and valleys, the electrical explosions that marked the activity of the waking brain, or even of the brain in normal sleep. If there was any wisp of consciousness remaining, it was beyond the reach of instruments and of memory. This last fact Bowman knew from personal experience. Before he was chosen for this mission, his reactions to hibernation had been tested. He was not sure whether he had lost a week of his life or whether he had postponed his eventual death by the same amount of time. When the electrodes had been attached to his forehead and the sleep generator had started to pulse, he had seen a brief display of kaleidoscopic patterns and drifting stars. Then they had faded and darkness had engulfed him. He had never felt the injections, still less the first touch of cold as his body temperature was reduced to only a few degrees above freezing.